welcome to episode one of Anime and Us Other. I'm TJ.
I'm Sean.
And this is a review show that reviews anime movies sometimes.
Looks good. All right, guys, so last episode, we spun the wheel and we got O. I didn't know this, and you didn't know this, because TJ was putting that option into the wheel.
Yeah.
And that happens to be Other, which is a movie category?
Well, no, Other is... I let you choose between...
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Movie before
A series that's related to anime that's not on our list.
Yeah, so I chose movie, because, you know, why not have a little short, sweet...
Right, week.
Yeah, that, which was really nice. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it was.
Well, we spun the wheel. We had a bunch of movies on there, and we got Akira. Huh? You know what I mean? One of the staples.
Enough. Yeah.
Akira is a Japanese animated post-apocalyptic science action film from 1988. I didn't know it was that old. I knew it was old. I thought it was early 90s, though. I didn't know it was in the 80s. Directed by Katsuhiro Otomo. So I did read through the whole wiki. The only really interesting thing that I saw on the wiki was that the movie and the manga, so the second half of the manga is vastly different than the movie.
Okay.
So when we watch the movie and everything happens, that did not happen in the manga at all, apparently. I don't know what happened in the manga. I didn't read it. I should have, probably, but I didn't. Just put that out there. It's really the only tidbit of information that seemed interesting. It does seem to be, apparently, like, the greatest... animation ever is where I've read what I've read about it. That's what a lot of people put it on. One of the greatest animated and science action films of all time, and like a lot of critics call it that. Now I have a couple reasons as to why that might be. One is because it was 88 and nothing like this had come out yet.
Possibly.
Right? Nothing with this sophistication to the art style, to the animation in general. Nothing, in my opinion, as far as I can tell, with this kind of depth. Dragon Ball was out, but that was only a manga form. It wasn't an anime till later.
It's the first cartoon with adult themes, really.
Well, I mean, there were adult themes before, but not like this.
But the American-style adult theme stuff was all...
Oh, and, by the way, speaking of Americans, you brought that up. This, in the little bit of research I did for it, apparently paved the way for literally all anime in America. This was one of the first ones ever brought over, and it... I fucking exploded.
I get that. It's still overhyped.
I mean, I hear you.
And it's still pretentious as hell, and I kind of hate it.
Really? It was enjoyable. I mean, I don't love it, but it was definitely enjoyable.
Well, I have less hate for it this time around than when I originally watched it. When I first watched it, I thought it was so bad. I did, but that was years and years ago, and now in context...
His tastes have matured.
In the context, and with all the crap that we've watched...
Yeah, that's true.
It's...
It really does put it in perspective. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad in comparison, and I do get respect it for what it has done, but I do also think that there's a little bit of nudity in it. It's
awesome. I get a tiny bit, though.
Yeah.
It is very tiny. But I don't think it was there for fan service.
No. That's not what I'm getting at. It's overly violent. It's got themes.
Well, overly violent, but again, post-apocalyptic world.
I'm just saying it's got a story that's a deep story. Pretentious, but a deep story. And all those combined elements, it was not for kids.
Oh, yeah, no way it was.
So, all those...
This is definitely an adult movie.
All those elements combined, combined with the time period that it came out in, where there was nothing else like it, of course it was going to explode.
Yeah.
And of course people are going to love it and revere it.
I mean, it really opened the door for better things.
I want to know how many of those critics have watched that movie within the last 2 years.
Well, I mean, I would assume if you're going to review something, like how we're doing it, even though I've seen Kira a couple times, you're going to watch it again, right? Just for the review, just so you're fresh on it. Now, that might not be the case with some people. You know what I mean? They could have not done that, but that really should be how it's done if it isn't.
And how many people are looking at it objectively and not letting their bias or their nostalgia take over?
Yeah, that is... Nostalgia is a strong strong component with a lot of older things.
No, I have the advantage coming in that I already hated this movie.
Yeah, so you call that an advantage.
Well, because I can look at it objectively.
But that's not objectively if you hate something.
Yeah,
objectively
but
is not having an opinion
at
all.
I can recognize that how impactive it was.
Okay.
That's fair.
Still not objective, but it's fair.
I can recognize how good the animation is for its time and how good it was at the time, but you can't deny that the story's pretentious.
Where?
The whole...
I saw friendship. I saw a kid acting out.
The whole ending was pretentious.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, but not the whole thing.
But the whole thing...
was a...
The whole thing was leading
which,
up...
Which, again, the manga could have been a whole lot better.
But we're not judging the
manga. We're not. But I'm just throwing it out there for the viewers.
I didn't read the manga. I saw the movie. Mm-hmm. And everything led up to this pretentious ending.
Yeah.
So, you can, the story is pretentious in of itself. Because that's where it was headed.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not how they got there was pretentious or not makes no difference at all. Besides, the stereotypes in this are just as bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, time setting.
Stereotypes
weren't that terrible.
No, but they're still stereotypical.
We've seen worse. We've definitely seen worse.
Of course. And that's why I'm not going as hard on this as I was, but I'm not going to sit here and say this is the greatest movie
ever. I mean, it's definitely not the greatest thing ever. But for the time period, I can see why everyone said that.
Yeah, no.
If it came out today and was exactly the same and never came out before... People probably wouldn't even look at it twice.
Exactly. That's kind of my
point.
That's kind
of how a lot of things are, though, if you think about it.
True. But how many things come out today that are like other things and are really good and people love it?
Not many.
But there are. There are examples
there are some
of
things, sure. Anyway, so let's dig into like the premise.
Before we go into that, just a perfect example. How much time travel crap do we get and how good was Steins Gate?
Steins Gate was fucking 10 out
and
of 10.
And look how stereotypical and cliched time travel stories are.
For the most, I'd say they're more than a dime a dozen. Probably 11.9.
So that's a perfect example.
Yeah, all right.
See, I knew I'd get you with a Steins Gate comparison.
Anyway, to the premise. Story starts off with a biker gang.
Yes.
Now, I hadn't seen it in so long, but definitely a biker gang.
No, I was just, is that how it started off with the biker gang?
Didn't it?
I don't know. I don't remember now.
Yeah, it starts off, the kids are hanging out, and then one of them runs up and says, hey, the clowns are nearby, or something like that. And then there's a big fight scene of them fighting the clown biker gang.
Oh, I guess that is the beginning.
Yeah, it's where you meet the main character, which is Kanata.
Don't ask me.
He has a red shirt and a really, really nice motorcycle. Now, I always thought the main character was Tetsuo. He's the guy that eventually gets the powers.
Yeah, no, he's the antagonist.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, even though he's the antagonist, he's, you know, quote-unquote the bad guy. I really think the government's the bad guy. But,
yeah, well,
he's still someone you're rooting for, even though, which I think they did really well. You still want him to not, you know, destroy the world.
Because
you want him to get better.
He's a sympathetic villain.
Yeah.
Even though his backstory is kind of...
He's a... A youth that, you know...
He was an orphan, abandoned.
Neo Tokyo, they're all living in slums. And
he's mad at his best friend for helping him.
Well, for helping him, but always... So, like, I understand that because it's the coming-of-age story. They're, you know, they're in their mid to late teens. And his big brother, his friend, is always telling him what to do, what not to do. They didn't do a good job of really portraying that. But they said it a couple times.
Yeah, they did say it a couple times. And I get how... You know,
so I could see him, you
with
know,
someone weak
in his youthful throws, wanting to
someone
push
getting
back.
Weak, gaining incredible power, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, and I mean, clearly mentally unstable. Kid's not all there.
Oh yeah, no.
But anyway, so they got this bike gang and everything, and something I thought was really interesting is so in the opening scene, I thought they were killing these clown members. I thought because they're like taking pipes and banging them on the head while they're driving super fast.
No, they don't go that far.
Hmm?
They don't go that far killing them.
I thought they were. So instance, like, they're driving really fast on their motorcycles, and he's got these pipes, and they smash a guy in the head, and he falls on his bike. That looks like death to me. Right? That looks like death to me. But later on, after they get captured and they're about to be released, they're told that all of the bike members that they were fighting are in the hospital, so they're not dead.
Right.
But I really thought that they were, but then they didn't actually murder them. And then even later on, I'm bringing this up so it's all one point. So Tetsuo, the guy that gets the powers... He goes back to the bar that they all hang out at, and he gets these pills off a bartender. Now, real quick, let me finish. And he starts eating them. They're drugs, pretty much. And then his friends show up, and he freaked out, uses powers, and killed the guy, and the place is a mess. And he's got the pills, and he's, like, you know, juggling them or throwing them or whatever. And his friend's like, oh, you look like a crackhead. I just thought that was really interesting. So, like, they're the biker gang kids that are probably willing to kill someone, even though they didn't on screen, right? They're bad people, but they have this code where, oh, we don't do drugs. We're not crackheads. And his friend is, like, the leader of the gang, is always trying to help everyone out and make sure everyone stays alive and all that. So that was really interesting to see, like, they have this moral code.
What I was confused about is they hang out in this bar, right? But aren't they, like, 15?
Yeah, I mean, I was in bars my entire youth, so I can't really say much to that.
So was I.
I mean, I assume none of them have parents. Again, Neo Tokyo, post-apocalyptic, I don't think the rules are really enforced all that much.
But they're in this seedy bar, and they know
it's a nasty bar.
And they know this bartender, and they know he's selling drugs, and yet this is their hangout.
I mean, it's a hangout.
I mean,
there's no one there.
You can find them.
See, what I think is odd is that the bartender lets them show up. Now, the fact that they're kids doesn't bother me because, you know, he needs money if they're willing to buy. But he mentions, oh, next time you come back, you better buy something. He said something like that.
Yeah.
Which implies that they don't fucking ever buy anything. Well, why are you letting them in?
Yeah.
Kick them out. I thought that was a little odd. You should be letting them in if they're not paying.
It just struck me as odd because they get in trouble with the police and they said, all right, we're telling your principal in high school.
Yeah, I think it's because, like, everyone's an orphan for the most part. Like, a lot of people are.
Uh-huh.
So that's their only person they have to scold them is the principal.
Oh, I guess. I mean, but it was just strange.
It was odd. They could have explained it better. Maybe in the manga they did. But, you know, in the anime they didn't explain it too much. You just kind of take what you see. And that's what I assume. I assume they don't have parents. I assume their principal's the only one looking out for them.
We're going on about this.
And then we go into abuse. They get punished by the principal, and they're just like, punishment, bam, right in the face. Punishment, bam, right in the face to each one. That was hilarious.
What I find funny is we're going into this part of the story, and this is, like, nothing. This is, like, side crap that has
It was, but it was interesting to see that they threw that in there. I know. The characters care about each other. It makes it feel more real.
No, I gotcha. But it's
more depth than I've seen in a lot of the animes we've watched.
Well, that's because a lot of animes we watch are crap.
Unfortunately.
So, you can't really say, but when we watch a really good anime, like, compared just to Eden in the East, Eden in the East is way better than
this.
That
was fantastic. I mean, if they were, I would say, anyway, let's go. We'll worry about that later.
I don't know, where are we going?
They're fighting the clowns. Tetsuo kind of drives off to prove himself a little bit after the last clown gang member goes, he hits him in the head with the pipe. I don't know how the fuck he didn't die. And then he sees this little blue shriveled up kid. And he sort of falls off his bike. His bike hits him. It blows up. And Tetsuo is damaged pretty badly. Doesn't look like he's damaged. You don't see any blood or anything. But one of his gang members showed up and was like, oh, this is terrible. We gotta get him to an ER.
He looked beat up, which I didn't understand.
But the kid, the bike flew into the kid was perfectly fine.
Yeah. What I don't understand, though, is they had no problem showing blood or anything.
Oh, yeah, especially at the end of the movie.
I didn't get why they didn't show him mangled or something.
Yeah, I mean, my assumption was that he had broken bones and stuff, and they could have said that, like, the kid could have put his arm on him, like, oh my god, his ribs are broken.
Yeah, but he was kind of in a car accident.
Motorcycle accident.
The same thing.
Not really.
In fact, it's worse.
Yeah, but more dangerous.
It's worse. So if he got in an accident and he's skidding across the ground, you expect
the road rash. Yeah. Have you ever seen road rash? It is nasty. Yeah,
so you would expect, you know, some kind of damage.
Oh, for sure. Especially apparent. But they didn't. I assumed his ribs were broken or whatever.
I thought it was weird.
It was a little odd. So the military shows up because they're chasing the kid. They get the kid, and then they get Tetsuo and bring him because they sense he had something going on with him, right? Oh, no, he was the only one that was injured, so they pulled him out to, I guess, heal him. Surprising that they give a fuck.
Like, well, because there's an interesting commentary going on here that the military is good, but the government is bad.
Yeah, that's really odd.
So, that's because if you get the general in this, who's...
By the way, real quick, do you know who Chuck Liddell is?
I know.
He's an MMA guy.
Okay.
Looks just like this general.
Yeah.
He's got the mohawk. Looks just like him.
Speaking of recognition, was it Tetsuo? Is Tetsuo and Hige from Wolf's Rain the same guy?
Yeah, I think they're the same voice actor.
Because that's all I heard every time he talked.
Yeah, they're definitely the same voice actor.
Watching them back to back like this was not a good idea because I was like...
Well, it's funny because the time frame of when voice actors did the recording is a decade or two. So it was just interesting to see that his voice was so similar.
Right, yeah. So I was just like... Wow, he must be pretty old.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, huh. So it was just very distracting right off the...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know for certain it was the same voice actor, but definitely sounded like
him. Like identical to him. Yeah. So, anyway, that was it.
Yeah, so the government takes the boy and him, and they go to the government complex or whatever the hell
They put him in the government complex. And
they try to heal him, but then the doctor's doing tests and sees that he has some psychic ability because he touched the boy. He really didn't, though. But I guess he touched the boy's magical power when the, you know, they skidded in the explosion all that.
I just find it funny. Magical powers in a sci-fi movie.
Well, I mean, magic. It's really psychic.
It's I know. It's more of a telekinetic kind of power.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that you refer to it as magic.
I mean, magic, psychic, or whatever. It's all the same shit.
So, it's just, I could imagine, you know, comments. It's not magic.
Yeah, so they figured it out, and they put him on some medicine. And it was, like, number 7 capsule, and the military dude was like, are you sure you should do that, doctor? And the doctor's like, yeah, we're going to do it. You don't find out until much, much later, like at the end of the movie, that those are actually blockers. They like, suppress the power so it doesn't overwhelm them.
Yeah, because it definitely overwhelms them. But the medicine apparently turns you into Shrivel-Up Smurf, so...
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, what do you go for,
I
really?
I don't think either way is pretty...
Because you find out really soon after this that there's other children. There's, what, 1, 2, 3 of them?
Well, there's 4, but...
Yeah. And they're all short, shriveled up, and blue.
They're short, shriveled up, and blue. One of them was being kidnapped? Was he being kidnapped?
I think he was being kidnapped by,
the rebels?
I think it was the rebels.
Because at first I thought they
don't really explain who or what, who that person was pulling the kid away.
Well, he was with that resistance group.
Was he?
Yes, he was definitely with that resistance group, but I had the impression that they were rescuing him in the beginning, but by the end, seemed like he was...
I think you're definitely rescuing them, but that doesn't mean they want to be rescued. Well, it seems like the kids want to stay.
That was my whole point.
I feel like that's some super Stockholm syndrome going on.
I mean, I guess, but then again, how would people react to something like
this? Oh, yeah, I mean, they'd probably be hunted or whatever.
So, yeah, so maybe it's...
It's definitely for the betterment of their good, but that doesn't mean it's still right.
Well, maybe not, but it's not like they have them locked up in a cell. Did you see their room?
Yeah, just because it's a nice room doesn't mean you're not
It's like a castle!
You're still locked up.
I guess, but not
that. Yeah, definitely. Just because you've got really nice double-ply toilet paper doesn't mean it's still a cell.
I mean, I suppose, but at the same time, if you're gonna...
If the military was doing it just for the benefit of them to keep them safe, I'd probably be in agreement with you, but they're doing it because they want the ultimate power. They want to harness it.
Obviously, they have an alternative motive, but if the choice between you're locked in a cell or go outside and get killed, which one are you going to choose?
That's my choice. Still my choice.
I'm just saying.
Getting through the weeds here.
Yeah. It just, I don't know.
Anyway.
It is fucked up that they, experimented them on and they ended up that way.
That's fucked up.
But at the same time, once they're that way, and now they're also a danger to everything around them.
Well, I mean, isn't everyone a danger to everyone around them?
Not if they have psychic powers.
You're just more of a danger. You're still a danger.
Well, true, but you know, Tetsu was like blowing people up with his mind.
Yeah, more of a danger. He should be taken out.
That's my point.
Anyway, so he escapes. All simple, like easy.
Oh yeah, that's what got out of there with no problem.
Yeah,
they
no guards.
They had shitty. We just had a whole argument about locking people up, and apparently you can just walk out of this place.
I mean, they don't portray it that way. They're definitely locked up for sure, but he just walks out. Like they don't even show. They sort of see him like walk a bit, but that's it. Like you don't see him like sneak around trying to get out. He just end scene and open scene, and he's outside. So that was definitely odd.
Yeah, there's a lot of odd things and inconsistencies in this movie. So,
his head hurts.
Yeah, his head hurts. That's a thing.
It's interesting is his head definitely gets a lot bigger from the very beginning of the
show. Oh yeah, he gets growing and growing.
I mean, it's not like super abnormal until the very end when he gets really weirdly big, but it definitely gets bigger. And it's like, it's bigger, isn't it? I think it's bigger.
Do you know who the leader is from The Incredible Hulk?
What?
In The Incredible Hulk, there's a villain called the leader, and he's a bad guy, that has his brain like that, like the size of Tetsuo. He's yeah. super smart, and that's what it reminded me of.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah, so it's the that's who he reminded me of. And if anyone's seen like the Incredible Hulk, or even the most recent Incredible Hulk movie that was like 10 years ago, he's in that. So
most recent. Anyway.
Well, it was the most recent one.
I hand the baton off. Continue. He escapes.
He escapes. Hand off to me. I honestly don't even remember. This movie goes jumps from thing to thing. It's hard to keep track of.
Yeah, like, that's why because, I was handing it off.
Because, yeah, he escapes. But in the meantime, there's, like, political intrigue going on. There's resistance stuff happening. The main character is looking for Tetsuo. And he comes across a resistance love interest.
And oh, yeah.
So, he comes across the... He's hitting on this girl who he saves from the police station after they get arrested. And
she just happened to be there, and yeah. he was like, oh, yeah, that girl's with us.
Yeah, and after they let them go because they decided they were too much of idiots that had anything to do with the terrorist attack, because there are terrorist attacks going on, too.
Oh, constantly.
So, there's all kinds of different moving pieces here, and honestly, this story is so convoluted, you're better off just watching it and than us trying
it's to... It's probably definitely a good... You definitely need to watch it. If you're going to watch a lot of anime, it's definitely something you should watch. Because of the history behind it and everything.
I mean, yeah. If you're going to get into anime, I wouldn't recommend starting...
Oh, yeah, this isn't something you should watch the first time. Watch, you know...
I think if you get into anime and you like anime...
Pick this up at some point.
And you really want to get... And you're into anime, it's a good thing to watch to see where it all came from, essentially. But this is not a jumping on point. In fact, this would probably drive some people away from anime.
I don't think so.
I think it would.
Well, in all honesty, I think any anime, doesn't matter what you pick, whether it's the best one you think it is or the worst one you think it is, no matter what, it's probably going to drive someone away. Because everyone has specific tastes.
Right. Obviously.
Yeah, so, real quick, we'll just go through it real quick. He runs away, he meets up with his friends, he falls over, he gets a headache, they pick him up again. Military comes,
essentially what happens is he gains powers, the powers get out of control, and he turns into a big monster at the end, which everybody knows I hate.
Well, that's ended. Well, I mean, he turns into this weird fleshy
He turns into monster. A big monster. Meanwhile,
he looks like a baby. It's really weird. Meanwhile, and his girlfriend, that you only see like twice in the movie, she's the nudie, by the way, her shirt gets ripped off. He, like, sucks her into his body and crushes her. And then he's, like, crying because he's like, she's dying, and she starts bleeding out because he crushed her. And he's like, oh, no. That was fucked up.
And we're talking about all this character. We didn't even really mention the main character at all.
Yeah, I mean, I like him a lot.
I mean, his story is the hero's story, essentially. He's trying to protect his friend. He's trying to keep everyone alive.
Chasing some skirts.
And he's a bit of a player, yeah. Because he has a girlfriend, apparently, in the beginning.
Yeah, and at the end, that's his same girlfriend, isn't it?
No, because they had those bunch of girls that were hanging out all in them.
Oh, yeah. See, I think those were just groupies. I don't know if that was his girlfriend or not. I think definitely someone he was screwing, but...
Groupie, whatever. Same difference. They didn't go into the relationships enough to define anything.
Yeah, they really didn't.
So at the end, he pretty much finds a laser gun?
Yeah, well, one of the laser guns for the military people.
Yeah, and he used that to fight him, and then...
Now, the only issue I have with this is that Tetsuo, before he turned into the giant monster, was demolishing everything. There's groups of armed military people with these lasers. Didn't fucking touch him with it. Right. Tank shells. Blowing up in front of his face, didn't touch him.
And then the main character shows up with a bike and a gun, and all of a sudden he can't...
All of a sudden this laser gun is hitting him. Now, it could be argued that his concentration's thrown off because his guard is off because it's his friend. But that's kind of bullshit.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't stop him anyway. God comes in and stops him.
Oh, Akira.
Yeah.
God. Not really God.
It's
the ultimate power.
Uh-huh. It's God.
I never said that.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, essentially.
He started off as a human kid who ended up, I guess I forget how he died or whatever.
They didn't say. They showed the explosion at the very beginning, and that was him. Now, was it him blowing up? Was the military doing something to him to make him blow up? Who knows?
All I got out of it is he sacrificed himself or some kind of sacrificial thing, kind of like a Jesus kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so Kira was God. He comes and saves the day, and everybody disappears, and everything's all good and well. All the bad guys.
Most people disappear.
All the bad guys die, there was this really strange, I want to say almost racial, government guy with the buck tooth.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, Japanese made this, so I don't know if that's racist or not. So,
can be racist.
I guess. But anyway, he's a big fat guy with buck tooth. He's a government official.
His heart was hurting him. Yeah, he was trying to flee and steal his money.
You think he's a good guy because he's with the resistance. He's actually the leader of the resistance, but in the end, apparently not, because he's trying to get away with his money and he has a heart attack and die. The doctor that was experimenting on everybody, who was trying to do the betterment of the world, apparently he was a bad guy. He got crushed to death. So
seems like everyone's a bad guy. Except for Kaneda. Well, I mean, even so, still a bike gang member.
Because the general we thought was the bad guy ended up being a good guy.
Nah, he's still a bad guy.
He got spared. He's a good guy.
Just because you're spared doesn't mean you're good.
Who spared him? Somebody spared him. He got out of the...
The one girl kid.
The shriveled kid who he apparently experimented on saved his life.
It doesn't really mean you're good just because they saved him. Stockholm Syndrome.
And the government was about to take over, and he's like, no, that's not happening, and he takes over the entire military.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think he's good, but he's definitely better than the government people.
The betrayal towards the end was him.
They did betray him as him wanting to help a lot towards the end, but you're still not good. I'm sorry. He's manipulating and experimenting on these kids.
He's not the hero of the story. Definitely not.
Oh, no.
But he's not the antagonist either. No,
but he's still not a good guy. He's just not as bad as everyone else.
We're going in.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're.
I liked it a lot. I think you're right. If it came out today and it hadn't come out before, it wouldn't do as well, for sure. It would just be another movie no one would really pay attention to.
When we got this, I was coming into this about going to say this was an overhyped, pretentious piece of garbage. Now I'll leave off the piece of garbage part.
Definitely overhyped.
But it's definitely overhyped and it is definitely pretentious. I mean, I wouldn't say not to watch it because...
I definitely think you should watch it. Maybe, like you said, maybe not the first movie. I mean, not the first anime.
It's definitely not the 10 everybody claims it is.
Yeah, no.
I don't think it's an 8. I think it's a 7 at best.
I was
best.
Just going to say 7.
7 at best.
It's enjoyable. It'll hold your interest. It's dated. What are you going to do?
I mean, the dated
part. Try watching, a serialized TV show from the 90s. It was great for its time. Oh, fuck, goddamn, you don't want to watch it now.
I don't blame it for
now, this doesn't have that. You do want to watch it. It is decent. It does hold your interest.
I don't blame anything for being dated. That's not my problem with it. It's just, like I said, the pretentiousness got on my nerves. And the overhype that everybody puts
it into. It was definitely overhyped.
It is.
Can't deny that.
Yeah, so that always, those two things combined with the giant monster at the end. I hate giant monsters. They're so stupid.
I really liked his arm right before he turned into a giant monster. He sort of got this mechanical arm. That was interesting. I wish they did more with that in the show. Or in the movie.
He was a better antagonist when he was just a person blowing things up with his mind.
Yeah, no, for sure. They should have kept him like that instead of making him into the giant baby.
And then they should probably had him be defeated by someone there instead of God coming in and saving everything.
That would have been interesting. they could have built up the relationship he had with his girl. A lot more, because she really was only there for, 2 scenes. She showed up out of nowhere for the first scene that she was in. It was like, oh, he's got a girlfriend.
Right.
I didn't know that.
They could have had her distract him, have Kaneda, I think that's his name, the main character.
Use his laser gun.
Not even use his laser gun. Shoot one of those blockers into him and defeat him that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think that would have been a better ending. But, whatever. Enjoyable. Watchable. Take a look at it if you haven't. I mean, if you're watching this show, then you've definitely seen some anime before, especially by the time you've gotten to this episode. So I would definitely recommend watching it.
Well, listening to this show, not watching this show. But...
we'll see. Anyway, I think we both give it a 7 out of 10. That's pretty...
Yeah, I mean...
That's decent.
Begrudgingly, I have to look at it.
Objectively.
I have to look at it objectively.
Anyway, so end of this episode, there will not be a wheel spin.
No.
Because
that's the main show.
We already know what we're watching next episode, so.
Yeah. So, for those of you who don't know, we're going to be doing XXXHolic. Yes. So.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Yay. I'm going with that.
All right, guys. Have a nice one.
See you.